In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So I'm just going to share with you something we did yesterday which was part of the preparation for this service of First Communion for our candidates. And I'd also like to take this opportunity to say a big thank you to Tricia, who has done a lot of work over several weeks as well with the candidates to help them prepare for today. And we were looking yesterday at why communion is important, and there are actually 12 good reasons why this is. Some of you heard this yesterday, so just bear with me a bit, but I'd like to share it with the rest of the congregation. Our first reason is that Jesus told us to do this. At the Last Supper, he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And we also heard that reading from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians this morning, which reminds us that this is a command of Jesus to do this in remembrance of him. The second reason is that Jesus is with us in a special way in this service every time we celebrate the Eucharist, Holy Communion. You will remember, again, it was an event in which the children very much took part shortly after Easter, when we acted out the story of Jesus and the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and how they recognized Jesus when he broke the bread. And when we receive communion, we can recognize Jesus is here. It is a very powerful and special moment. And thirdly, the first Christians started to do this more or less straight away when the church started. After Jesus was ascended into heaven, it tells us in Acts that day by day, attending the temple together, they broke bread in their homes. And that was what made them different. That was the kind of extra bit that these new Christians had added. They broke bread together, eating it with glad and generous hearts. And so celebrating communion together is what makes the church what it is. The Eucharistic prayer, that big thanksgiving prayer that we use, the central prayer of this service, uses the words that Jesus said at the Last Supper. And so it is as if we are there too. It's a bit like that song, "Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there?" Yes, we were, when he shared bread and wine with his disciples. And the Eucharistic prayer also reminds us of other good things God has done for us. If you listen carefully to the words of the prayer, very biblically based, we are reminded of other good things that God has done and for which we give him thanks. And then sixthly, there are different words for different times of the year, because we can't possibly cover all the good things God has done in one prayer. And so we focus on different things at different times of the year. For instance, at Christmas, that he was born and lived with us. At Easter, that he rose again and gives us new life. Today we'll be focusing in our prayer on the saints, because we are all called to be saints. And we are all here because of people of past generations who have been saints, either recognized or not, who have been lights pointing the way. And then seventhly, the Passover meal reminds Jewish people how God freed them from slavery in Egypt. The things they eat have a special meaning that help tell the story of that event. And we do something similar when we celebrate communion together. We tell each other again about what Jesus does. But we don't just use words. A picture tells a thousand words. The things we eat and drink take on new meaning, not just bread and wine anymore. They help us understand. And then Jesus feeds us at this service. Yes, we only take a tiny bit of bread and a sip of wine, but do you remember what he did with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish? How many people did he feed? And he can do the same with the pieces of bread and wine that we put on the altar. And we bring them, this is an important point, we bring them to the altar just as the boy brought his loaves and fishes to Jesus. Jesus invites us to work with him. He can change us too, which is rather like the song we sang before the children left. He takes us and summons out what we can be. He can change us as the bread and the wine are changed and sends us out into the world to carry on his work. And then in the Lord's Prayer we say, give us this day our daily bread. It is not just ordinary bread we're asking for, but also the bread Jesus gives us when he says, this is my body. We are asking for Jesus to be with us every day. We will live because he lives in us. The children of Israel were fed by God in a similar way in the desert, when God provided the manna. And then finally, the 12th good reason is that a lot of people will say coming to communion every Sunday is like recharging their batteries that get flat over the week with all that's going on. We come here, our batteries are recharged, and we are ready to go out to do whatever God is calling us to do in the coming week. 12 good reasons why communion is important.